The Connecticut Audubon Society has released their annual State of the Birds report. It finds some species have made significant comebacks in the state, like the bald eagle. Once practically non-existent in Connecticut, bald eagle nests have now been found in 67 towns. Brian Hess, one of the authors of the report, says the return of raptors like the eagles, as well as osprey and falcons, has been a multi-generational effort.
These efforts were begun decades ago and have been handed off to several generations of new folks working on the issue. So these are ongoing problems with ongoing solutions, but that progress is possible.
However, the report also finds that birds that make their nests on the shores of Long Island Sound could use a little more help. They face habitat destruction due to shoreline development and an eroding coastline. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. An investigation has been launched into fraud and neglect at New York nursing homes. A new audit looks at Connecticut State Police employees' excessive overtime, and New York's Redistricting Commission has found an agreement. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. New York Attorney General Letitia James has launched an investigation into fraud and neglect at nursing homes across the state. Kara Chapman reports.
James said it wasn't just the COVID-19 pandemic that claimed the lives of thousands of nursing home residents in New York State. She said her office found years-long systemic issues that set the facilities up for failure when the health crisis hit. James pointed specifically to for-profit nursing homes she said routinely did the bare minimum in order to increase profits. James told reporters the investigation found systemic issues at other nursing homes that will be announced at a later date.
And it's important that the residents and the public, general public, know that if you have loved ones at nursing homes, that you should check on them.
James advised those with concerns to contact her office's Medicaid fraud unit.
That was Kara Chapman reporting. And on Long Island, the investigation also turned over the indictment of a former staff member of an East Meadow nursing home on allegations that he sexually abused a resident and that his supervisor tried to cover it up. Connecticut's state auditors have released a report that raises concerns about excessive amounts of overtime at the state police department. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The audit of the 2020 and 2021 fiscal years finds that a majority of the 25 state police department employees reviewed earned more in overtime than they did in regular pay. It says 19 troopers and one dispatcher averaged about $107,000 in annual salary and more than $170,000 in overtime pay, with some reporting as much as 162 hours of overtime in a two-week pay period. In all, the 20 employees earned $4.3 million in regular pay and $6.8 million in overtime over the 2 years of the review. The state auditors recommend that the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection curb the excessive overtime by increasing state police hiring. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
As many as 400,000 people could lose Medicaid this coming January, according to a Connecticut Insurance Department hearing yesterday. Louis Jaquinto is president of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Connecticut.
The public health emergency was extended to January of 2023 and will then trigger redetermination and recertifications of Medicaid membership over the next year. And if we don't do things right here, this could end up causing a lot of members to become uninsured.
That could have a massive impact on the already rising healthcare costs in Connecticut. Jaquinto says insurers must get the word out about plans on Access Health CT that have no or minimal costs. New York's redistricting process has hit some bumps in the road in the last year. Now it looks like the commission has come to an agreement. More on that after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Suffolk County will begin notifying some 26,000 county employees that their Social Security numbers may have been exposed in the hack that has crippled the county. Officials say the hack affected employees enrolled in the county's health plan. This comes after last week's revelation that 470,000 people may have had their driver's license information exposed. The county legislature is working to create a special committee with subpoena power to investigate the cause of the hack and how to prevent future hacks. Bridgeport, Connecticut, sworn in its new police chief into a 5-year term last night. Roderick Porter's appointment comes after the city had trouble filling the position for several years. Porter had been a finalist during the last search for police chief in 2018, but Mayor Joe Ganim chose a friend and political ally, then-acting chief Armando Perez. Perez was arrested in September 2020 and then convicted on federal charges after he cheated to get the job. A report by the New York Inspector General details racial disparities in the state's prison systems, finding minorities are more likely to face discipline while behind bars. Most recent data from 2020 shows Black and Hispanic incarcerated people were nearly 38% and 29% more likely to be issued a misbehavior report than white inmates. The State Corrections Department submitted a response that it's happy to engage in a continuous process of improving its services and methods. A year ago, a redistricting process began to draw new lines for New York's elected officeholders. It ended in acrimony and in court. But Karen DeWitt reports that on Thursday, New York's Redistricting Commission found an agreement.
Redistricting Commission Chair Ken Jenkins and Vice Chair Charlie Nesbitt presented a united front after the 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats on the board voted unanimously on a set of maps that would reconfigure, for the second time since 2020, the State Assembly's 150 seats for the next election cycle.
We've had some very productive, done some very productive work together.
It's a marked difference in tone from when the process first began in December of 2021. Then the panel presented dueling maps, one favored by Democrats, the other by Republicans. Democrats, who lead both houses of the legislature, then approved the maps drawn by Democratic commissioners. But Republicans went to court and won, and a special master drew the new lines for the 2022 elections. The second redrawing of the assembly lines is part of a separate court challenge that could not be resolved in time for the 2022 vote. Next, the proposed maps will be subject to public hearings beginning in January. The commission then has a chance to alter the maps, taking into account public input, and finally, the legislature will vote on the new lines. Under the judge's order, they must finish the process by the end of April. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or anytime online at WSHU.org or with the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And as always, if you have any thoughts or story ideas you want to share with us, please feel free to send us an email. It's news@WSHU.org. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.